Alec McDonald, we've won the Grand Slam the third time in our history, and I suppose well deserved after five games undefeated.
Very much so, Miles, and it's strange, isn't it, how the first game against France, that 43 phases, including a cross kick from Johnny Sexton to Keith Ayres, kept the ball in play, and Johnny Sexton dropped a goal from 45 metres. And maybe then, I'm sure everybody was delighted with that result, but I'm sure they didn't think what was to follow. Home victories against Italy, Wales and Scotland. And then, of course, the one that mattered yesterday at Twickenham against England, 24 points to 15. And I think it has to be said, looking, I haven't actually, records would probably show it, but I doubt if there was any side that won the Grand Slam with the average age of the Ireland team yesterday, which, you know, if you take out the 23 people that actually were on the pitch in a green jersey, I think you could say there was almost 9 or 10 who were 25 or under. And that in international rugby terms, Miles, is absolutely fantastic. And let's hope it's a forerunner for the World Cup next year.
Well, you're looking well ahead, Alec, but well, maybe we'll concentrate on this Grand Slam and Triple Crown and so on. But isn't it ironic that how important that game was in France to win? Okay, we won the Grand Slam in 2009, but it was all drama in the last probably kick of the game, or virtually the last kick of the game, where Ronan O'Gara converted the drop goal. So mirror image, I suppose, but still a dramatic and well-deserved victory.
Oh yes, I mean, as you say that one about the one that in Cardiff, whenever Ronan O'Gara dropped the goal, and then Paddy Wallace, he still talks about it. He said it's still a nightmare with him when he gave away the penalties virtually on the halfway line. And Stephen Jones stepped up, and at one stage it just looked as if the ball was going to go over the post, but it dropped short by about 5 metres. And of course, the millennium erupted, and Ireland had won that Grand Slam for the first time since 1948. And as you say, the drop goal, of course, against France, in a sense. And there was another sort of comparison or deja vu as well in that game yesterday, Miles. Last year, England had won their first four games. They were coming to do the Grand Slam at the Aviva, and Ireland beat them. And, of course, this year, Ireland had the four games going to Twickenham, but England couldn't manage to do it. And therefore, it was poetic. It was great on those two occasions. Last year, they got a sniff of it, and this year, they well and truly took it.
Well, Ireland, you would have to say, very deserving winners. They were the best team in the Six Nations Championship this year.
Pardon me. Yeah, of course. And I think that you only have to look at the fact that they got three try bonus points. You know, they got five tries against four tries in those three games, and you know, they finished off with 23 points yesterday, and I mean, the runners up, I think must have been almost 10 points behind them, and that is a big difference, the amount of tries that they scored. And of course, young Jacob Stockdale scoring 7 tries, unheard of really in the Six Nations. But it was the other tries that Ireland scored again. Yes, you could say we did leak a few tries in that final 15 minutes in three of the matches. But by that stage, the spade work had been done, and the opposition were really out. And yesterday, those couple of tries late in the game were as much caused by the fact that Ireland had a really untried backline, players playing out of position, players playing for the first time. But when you build up a lead of 24 points to 5, you can afford the odd mistake. And had Johnny Sexton's penalty not hit the post, then it would have been away well out of sight. But it doesn't mean anything. You win the Grand Slam yesterday, 24-15. If it had been 24-23, it doesn't matter. You get the 4 points, you're top of the table, and you've achieved the Grand Slam, the Triple Crown, and the Championship. And certainly from Joe Smith's point of view, his CV has gotten better and better. And no doubt the New Zealanders will be watching closely.
How much credit would you give Joe Smith for the Ireland's victory, his ability to get the team to the level that they're at?
I think his organisation, Miles, I mean, when he took over at Leinster, you know, it was pretty a learning curve for a lot of the players. And I read there, and I think it was Paul O'Connell's book, whenever Joe Smith took over the coaching of the Ireland team, and he gave each of the players on the panel a big brochure to read. And he said the fact the Leinster people were almost 3 months ahead of the rest of the Munster, Ulster and Connacht people, because they had already dissected what Joe Smith gave them. And he said it was such an in-depth analysis that it really took it. But that's the sort of thing that he does. And if you think of every game that Ireland played this year, they've actually, he knows what game they wanted to play, and it's worked out a thing. And I think the great thing about Smith as a coach is that the players go along with him and the players carry out what he's asked them to do. And that was one of the things that you noticed in the last two games that England were playing. The players were really running around, and there seemed to be no cohesion, especially yesterday in the forwards. It was bishing, but just sort of take the ball on at times, and there was no real cohesion whatsoever. I mean, they brought in a 33-year-old scrum half back into the game, and they played Farrell out half, who, apart from a chip boot, did very little. Their back line looked pretty weak, but it was at the breakdown. The forward battle was won both line-out and scrum, and especially at the breakdown. And even with Peter O'Mahony off for 10 minutes, they still couldn't press home the advantage.
Yes, but you'd compare that with the very well-executed try that Stander eventually got with the break by Bundiaki, but the soft hands again of Tadhg Furlan, a prop forward, playing what a normally an out-half would do.
Yep, superb. This is the whole thing, that it's everybody's happy with the ball. Jack McGrath, Cian Healy. Cian Healy, 10 years ago when he came on the scene, used to charge forward and just go as far as he could. Now he's looking for people. He's running into space, as you say, offloading both right and left. And that's the one thing, keeping the ball in possession. You know, every forward was happy with the ball in their hands. But that was a great score. And the fact that Stander knew he didn't have to worry about going anywhere. The post was right in front of him and the padding. And that really was a tremendous score to get at 14-3. The other thing too, Miles, I think I mentioned yesterday, was that on the three occasions against France, Scotland and England, Ireland scored in the red time in the first half. You know, they kept playing the game. Yesterday they got a penalty and they decided they kicked for touch. But on three or four occasions, Conor Murray could have kicked the touch and go into the change rooms at 14-5. But no, they kept playing. Eventually the ball went to the left and fed out to Stockdale, who put in the chip. Yeah, you could say a slightly lucky bounce. It hit his knee, but he was being held back by about two England players. He managed to get rid of them and still tap diving in on the ball. And to go on 21-5 at half-time, just the whole psychology of the game changed. And I think that's the whole thing. Thinking back, as I said, to France and Scotland, we scored in those particular times, and there's no better way to go into the tunnel leading like that. And for the opposition, it's a real punch.
It just shows how difficult it is to win a Grand Slam. Ireland playing rugby for a long time. They've only got three of them. But I suppose there's a common denominator there as well. Three excellent captains and three excellent out-halves. You had Carol Mullen as captain, a hooker as Rory Best as 48 and 18 and an 09. You had Brian O'Driscoll, obviously. And then the out-halves, Jack Kyle, the fantastic, great Jack Kyle, Ronan O'Gara and Johnny Sexton.
Well, this is it. There's no doubt that the captain makes a big, big difference. And you could see the difference yesterday, Miles. I mean, that Rory Best and Dylan Hartley, I mean, Best was leading by example, but he has led by example since he's taken over the captaincy. You read what the players feel about him and think about him. They would run through a brick wall for Rory Best. That's how much he's held in esteem. It's just sad he didn't manage to get a Lions run out even from the bench in New Zealand. But I think a mark of respect that even Warren Gatland had was prior to the final test in New Zealand, Best was asked to give a team talk on the Friday night. So even though he wasn't in the team the following day, Gatland thought him good enough to do that. When you hear him talk and when you see the camaraderie that he has got in the Ireland team, it's been a tremendous career for him. And, you know, to be in the middle of a scrum for 110 or 111 occasions,
111,
whatever it is.
Yeah,
111. Yep. I mean, you know, unless you've actually... As a man says, unless maybe you actually put your head into that, you don't know what's going on.
Do you want to know? You might, Alec, and you've been there and done that, but not too many would be too willing to go in there.
The physical commitment, you know, that he has as a hooker, and he's renowned as probably the strongest scrummager, and it's great that he can give you that 60-plus minutes, and then Cronin comes on, and he is so quick around the field, and it just keeps the momentum going all the time. Obviously a very good snorer, but you know, they in the last 2 years, like Tadhg Furlong, Well, Henderson had already hit the scene the last year, but young James Ryan at 21 years of age, I mean, I told you and George Cruz are supposed to be big physical men. They didn't do too much yesterday. You know, and Dan Leamy, Miles, I'm sorry I keep harping on, but I think this guy, if there's going to be a man of the series, he must be very close to getting the call, because his work rate again yesterday at the breakdown, even in the 79th minute, he was still in there trying to destroy English ball. And I think he's been an absolute gem for Ireland. You know, who knows what will happen to Sean O'Brien. Unfortunately, he probably, I hope, takes a rest now and sees if he can get himself fit for the start of the new season. But certainly at the moment, I mean, Dan Leamy has taken his chance, probably about number four choice at the start of the Six Nations. But look what he's done. I mean, he's been absolutely outstanding. Peter Mahoney, I thought, had a very good game. Overall, you never really see much of him, Mahoney. Yes, you see him in the line-out, but it's the dog work that he does on the loose that is, you know, which has to be appreciated. But overall, that Irish pack, even when the replacements come on, are as good as anything around. And it'll be interesting to see now, what does Joe Smith do going to Australia? Will he take all the big guns with him, or will he maybe decide that he wants to keep them for next year and for the World Cup coming up, and give a few more of the younger guys a chance? Because the likes of Larmer, Ringrose, Stockdale and boys like that there on the hard grounds in Australia, I think would pose a lot of threats.
Yeah, but it is important, and I suppose maybe Ireland are lucky that you do have those experienced players as part of the team as well. It's that little bit easier to blood new players when you have an established setup and experienced players.
Yeah, and I think the other person too, Miles, I was a bit critical of him last year, and not because I don't think he has been a magnificent player. His game last year, and I talk about the number 15, Rob Kearney, who probably by his own standards last year had dropped a little, but has he not come back? And I tell you, he's absolutely superb. He's back to the form he showed on the Leinster in 2009 in South Africa. And, you know, his physical presence now at the back, he's rock solid, brilliant under the high ball. He's a big physical man. Of course, his challenge on Watson yesterday led to that first try by Gary Ringrose. But delighted to see Rob Kearney playing as well as he has. And I do think there's at least another World Cup in him, because that was the one position, as we talked about it before, that is the one position that you couldn't say that there was a backup if anything happened to Kearney. I know Larmer, yes, can play full back, but he's a young guy. But the fact that Rob Kearney is now back to his best, and I'm sure the confidence gained will keep him going.
Well, that is important, and he's getting better as the season was on. I suppose, like any player, if you're out injured for a period of time, it's very hard to get to that very high level of international rugby.
Yes, and especially, you know, as you get that wee bit older and you take a knock and it takes longer to get fit. But this year somehow, he only came back for about two or three games in the Pro 14. Yep. And you wouldn't have said he had the greatest games playing for Leinster. But all of a sudden, from the Six Nations started and then that game in Paris, you could see that he was almost back to his best. And there's an old saying, Miles, you know, that the class is temporary and class is temporary, you know, in a sense. You can have a good player not doing too well, but the class always comes back, and in Rob Kearney's case, it has come to the fore very much this season.
It has indeed. So we're building for the World Cup. Maybe we'll not mention too much about it yet. It's coming in 2019. It's in Japan. It's isn't it November of that year? So there'll be another Six Nations tournament before that.
Yeah, there'll be. Well, from Ireland's point of view, I'm trying to think how many games there'll be. The three games against Australia in the summer. There'll probably be three autumn internationals. The six. They'll have the five games in the Six Nations next year. There'll probably be then two or three warm-up games. Mm-hmm. That's 14 before you start the World Cup. So there's a lot of rugby miles to be played. And I mean, injuries can happen. But as I say, the development of that Irish team, but the exciting thing from anybody who loves the rugby is the amount of young players. And a strange thing about it, and I keep saying this, had it not been for injuries, would some of these young boys have been seen in the Six Nations this year? Probably not. But it's one of those situations. But Joe Smith was not afraid to give them their head, especially Ryan Furlong, Young Porter, Larmer. I mean, you can go down the list. It's absolutely amazing. Players at 12 months ago, I'm sure, never thought they'd been playing on such an occasion as yesterday.
Well, Larmer has stated that his aim for this year, for this season, which is coming towards an end, was to play for Leinster A and maybe get an odd game for the senior Leinster team. So he moved on fairly well from there.
He did. I tell you, he's his Christmas present was a lot more than I expected, and certainly when you see him on the pitch, and I mean, I can imagine he'd probably put on a bulk up a wee bit, but he is a very strong player. What his great feet, as we've seen on a lot of occasions. Maybe, you know, that in 2 or 3 years' time, when Rob Kearney decides maybe he's had enough, Larmour's the sort of guy who could be a very good full-back. He has played there quite a bit, so it gives him an option, Joe Smith, because, I mean, Stockdale started off as a full-back. I think, you know, as a full-back, the back three, really, you can rotate very, very easily. And it's exciting that there's so many of these guys with pace, because so often, over the years, Ireland won their games or expecting the forwards, and with O'Gara kicking the corners and we'd roll over the line. Yes, it was very effective. We won the Grand Slam in 2009. But I think, Miles, if you look at that team now, if you look at the type of rugby that team won the Grand Slam this time and against the last time, there's a big, big difference. Albeit it was the same trophy at the end, but the excitement to watch this young side this season has been tremendous.